From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Washington Post reports possible hacking to influence presidential election. The CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to the Washington Post newspaper. In the meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says there's been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation will look at any and all foreign interference. In the meantime, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continued his thank you tour of America yesterday with stops in the states of Louisiana and Michigan. He told crowds in Michigan he'll improve America's security.
We're building tremendous power, and hopefully we will never have to use that power. We believe in peace through strength. We will, however, get rid of ISIS. I'm sorry, we will get rid of ISIS. ISIS has to go.
Also on Friday, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani took himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet as Secretary of State. In another development, producers of a new version of a U.S. television show that catapulted Mr. Trump to nationwide prominence years ago said he will continue to be credited as an executive producer of the program. Officials and eyewitnesses report that at least two police officers were killed and four others wounded in a bomb attack on a police checkpoint near the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Saturday. One police officer was reportedly killed and four others wounded in the attacks. Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab said one of its militants carried out the attack. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other top diplomats are in Paris in a fresh attempt to find solutions for Syria's nearly six-year-old war that has claimed the lives of more than 300,000 people. French Foreign Minister hosted the meeting in the French capital to discuss Syria with United States, European, and Arab top diplomats and members of Syria's opposition, a group known as the Friends of Syria. All calls for a stop to the fighting have so far failed. Kerry also took time to defend the Obama administration's fight against ISIS.
Communities like Ramadi and Tikrit and Fallujah, others have been liberated and people have been able to return to their homes. More than 55% of the territory that was taken by Daesh is now liberated. And everybody knows that the effort to liberate Mosul, which was the self-anointed head of the caliphate, is well underway and making progress.
In the meantime, the UN General Assembly also voted to pass a resolution late Friday that demanded an immediate cessation of the fighting. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says Washington is increasing its troop strength in Syria in order to drive the Islamic State out of Raqqa, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital.
Now, to ensure the success of isolating Raqqa, generate sufficient local forces to seize Raqqa, and deny ISIL sanctuary beyond Raqqa, I can tell you today that the United States will deploy approximately 200 additional U.S. forces in Syria, including special operations forces, trainers, advisors, and explosive ordnance disposal teams.
300 special operations forces from the U.S. are already in Syria. Carter was speaking in Bahrain at a conference on Middle East security. President Obama utilized his weekly address today to give a final pitch for signing up for the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is also known as Obamacare.
If you're not covered yet, now is the time to sign up. Go to healthcare.gov and shop for the plan that is right for you. Like most Americans who get coverage through healthcare.gov, there's a good chance you'll find a plan that costs less than $75 a month.
He said it's open enrollment time for those without insurance or expiring policies to become proactive.
And while the enrollment period lasts until the end of January, as long as you sign up by this Thursday, December 15th, you'll be covered starting January 1st.
The Affordable Care Act has received more than its share of criticism since its inception a few years ago. The president today warned people that the good things it's provided could be in jeopardy.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.